Welcome back to a special edition of Racing Pulse. We're live from Caulfield. It is a big MRC members event here, and we're counting down to the huge Vobis Gold race day on Saturday. The feature, the $1 million showdown. Tony Noonan has a very nice hope of taking the lion's share of that prize money home. Tone, great to see you. How are you?
Good, Michael.
Geez, pretty good prize money this meeting. It's outstanding for Victorian owners and breeders, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's just sensational. We were lucky enough last year to get a major part of the money for the three-year-old Vobis Guineas with Florent, which was just a day I won't forget. And then to be back here this year with this little two-year-old Toronado colt who we'd, we've aimed him at this race. We never really saw him as a Blue Diamond or Golden Slipper horse. And the fact that this $1 million race was on offer and that he was eligible for it, we decided to really focus on that.
And I think a lot of trainers and owners would be thinking that way, because you don't have to run into the likes of Animo in a Blue Diamond, yet you've got almost the same amount of prize money for a horse. How much did Rasheen cost you?
$60,000.
Gee, it's good buying.
Oh, well, that, you know, I think for a Victorian to buy into a horse that's got a Vobis and a Vobis size as this horse has. And we were conscious of that when we purchased him. And then since we purchased him, you know, they've got to have the ability, but we've been conscious of the fact that this race was on offer. And I think more it'll grow in time, because it's pretty hard to ignore a $1 million carrot. And as I said, this horse has been aimed at the race, so we're really excited about it, and we hopefully can take home a good prize.
He's shown a lot of ability in his three starts. It was a nice win on debut. First up, he wasn't far behind Starry Legend, who's going to be the one to beat on Saturday from the John Sadler stable in the Vobis Gold Rush. Has he taken much improvement out of that?
Yeah, that run, he was always going to need that run. We ran him at Caulfield after he won well at Bendigo, and he just pulled up a little bit shinny on that firm track, and he had a break, and he's come back in really good order. But being a two-year-old colt, he was a little bit burly going to Bendigo, and we were aware of that. We rode him a little bit off the pace because we were conscious we didn't want to have a gut-busting run backing up into this race. So, you know, we were really pleased with his run there. He's made great improvement from that, and we were lucky enough to bring him here this morning and give him a gallop on the course proper, and his recovery after it was good. So he goes into the race in tip-top shape.
Who rides on Saturday?
Jacob Frederick Noonan.
I was going to say, Jake's back. That's good. What's the richest race he's won for you?
Jake?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say this: the Vobis Sires here last year was COVID affected. The prize money went from $500,000 to $400,000. But that again, Michael, is just an amazing story. On that particular day, that little mare, or filly then Florent, won more money than what they got out of the All Age Stakes Group 1 level in Sydney that particular day.
Incredible.
So for a filly that, you know, is probably a little bit limited, but for her owners, you know, we paid, I think, $25,000 for her out of the Magic Million sales. Once again, Super Vobis, Vobis Sires added to it. You know, she's won about a quarter of a million, and hopefully they'll add a bit more on Saturday.
I was going to say, you're back again for the big cash. She goes around on Saturday. How's she going?
Well, she struggled a little bit. She went from here to Sydney, Brisbane, ran fourth in a group two. And she's just one of those fillies that struggled in the spring. We hadn't raced her in the spring before. She was a little bit hormonal. She just had a couple of little niggles and just didn't come up, so we stopped. I thought her run the other night at Pakenham was a pass mark. This will probably be shorter than her best as far as distance is concerned, but I think she's back on song, so I would expect her to run well without being ridiculously overconfident about her winning. But I think she'll run a good race, and it will just make further improvement from there.
Look forward to seeing both of them on Saturday. You've got Our Free Spirit in today on playing at home. What chance?
Yeah, well, he's got terrific form at home. He's a real trier. He's a lovely horse. He's been terribly consistent without being a superstar. But he gets to his home track today, as I said, which he's has had really good form on, drawn ideally. Jake knows him well. His run the other day was very good, drops down in weight. So he's got a couple of ticks, and, you know, I'd expect him to run very well.
Wish you all the best on Saturday, too. You'd love to knock off your old mate Sads in the million-dollar showdown, wouldn't you?
Well, he's got plenty of Sads. I'm a poor battling little Mornington trainer with four kids, and you know it's been a hard gig. You know, he's hogged the limelight most of his career. So I'd bloody love to knock him off.
And that's what we like to hear. Good on you, Tony. Great to catch up.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks for having me.